G'day and welcome to the 32nd episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week we're joined by Thames and Wood. We cover off on all the upcoming E3 announcements, packs, all that sort of good stuff. The Bungie podcast has returned and we answer your community questions. Cheers.
Yeah.
G'day and welcome to Destiny Down Under. This is the 32nd episode. How are you? I am well. As always, I am joined by none other than Mylan Games. How are you, dude?
Hello, how are you going?
Sloth is in the box below me, as per usual. And he said nothing. And this week's special guest, Tamsin Wood. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Good. Late. All right. Well, you know, we might just do a quick wrap. How's everyone's week been? Starting with our guest. We'll ask you first, because we're polite every now and then.
No, it's been good. It's been good. I actually went to a Twitch Brisbane meetup yesterday at a gaming bar called Netherworld. So that was pretty fun. A lot of giveaways and just, there was probably like 100 people there.
There you go.
Australia, so that was fun. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
As much as it pains me to admit it, if we were ever to do a Destiny Down Under meetup or something like that, or even a clan meetup sloth, it'd probably have to be in Brisbane.
Be a solid week of just alcoholism. Like, I don't think I'd be sober for the entire time.
So that's just normal life then?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Was there any really awkward moments, Tasman? Like, those awkward, cringy, like, montage moments that happened?
Hi, I'm Tamsin. Hi, I'm Jazz.
No, I mean... There was one guy that kind of had too much to drink. We went to pancakes afterwards, and he may have vomited down the stairs, and the pancake people were like, hey, your friend with the black hat's not allowed back in.
That wasn't a fucking fedora, was it?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
No, it's not Mac, though.
But personally, no, I was pretty well-behaved. So
there you go. I think Matt's, look at Matt, he's asking these questions. It's a loaded question, because he's worried about getting the fucking Guardian gone. And just people going up to him going, oh my God, Mylan Games.
Mylan Games, oh, I don't want
it. I'm not that Hollywood just yet.
I just want to bask in your presence.
Yeah, but I was.
Such a big fan.
Oh. I don't know what to say to that kind of stuff.
Do I need to pay someone to do
Matt, it's easy. You say, how you going? And then you can just sort of kind of like, good. That's it. That's really all you need to do.
You just give him a wink and...
No, don't. That could be misconstrued.
G'day. There you go.
Mylan Games exposed.
Mylan Games, the sleaze.
Hey, got
there you go.
Right. They just come up and they're like, oh, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity. Yeah. It's nice to put a face to a name. You know, like these people that pop into your streams and whatnot are actual human beings, not just digital AI things that
It's a lot. There was a few Aussie streamers like I've met up with before, so yeah, a lot of fun. Anyway,
good start.
Awesome.
Nice.
Matt, your week, it's been pretty hectic from what I hear.
Yeah Sorry guys, witnessing the grumpy Marlon before pre-show. The grumpy savage Marlon before pre-show. Shut the hell up, sloth. PhD land, trying to get videos out. I thought I almost lost all my data yesterday. I spent 4 hours in focus groups with kids with autism. Got really lots of good data. Got a new hard drive, transferred the data, somehow it deleted. I was like, oh my God. So I spent yesterday afternoon just freaking out because my main data set for my PhD almost got wiped. Lucky I had a couple backups of lesser quality on my phone and stuff that I was able to save, so that was okay, but
yeah. There is no like more sick feeling than thinking you've just deleted half of your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure. Actually, you sloth will probably know what I did wrong. Something with Audacity when I was transferring files didn't bring over the project files into the USB and it just went poof. Into nowhere, so
it went somewhere. You're just not looking in the right place.
Oh.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
But that was my stress last night, and then I think I'm gonna miss out on some videos this week. I've got a lot of comic book stuff to work on. I've got to finish some writing some stuff for Gamma Trap. He's working on the comic book still, and also we've got We've got a Destiny novel that I want to do some narrating for as an audiobook and go over to the podcast to a podcast format. So hopefully I'll work on that this afternoon.
Good stuff.
Slothy.
This week's been a week, I guess you could say. I rebuilt this old thing on Wednesday, which was a lot of fun, a lot of frustration. Yes, this beautiful computer machine here. So I rebuilt that, and I found out last night that after my internet service provider shut off the internet, did a hard shutdown of the internet mid-download and all that sort of thing, it has fried everything in the Xbox, so it is completely busted.
Wait, what happened?
I was in the middle of downloading. I was having a conversation with our good friend Jazz, and I was in the middle of downloading something for Taco Fridays. A game called Speedrunners, because it's free on Xbox Live right now. Hashtag not an ad. So it shut down. I was like, oh, yeah, good. I went to log in last night, play some Destiny with Log, and it was connected to the internet, but wouldn't connect to the internet.
Is that because the internet went down when it was trying to download something?
I believe that the hardware is all, like the internet connection hardware is all kinds of fucked up. Like it's an Xbox from Sunset Overdrive, so it's a few years old, and I have not treated it well. So it's it's like it's on the floor underneath this desk here. Like it's not treated well. So like it's busted. So that's always fun.
You got what you deserve.
On the same topic, right? I heard Gethalion having two internet connections. Is that possible in Australia to have a backup internet port?
No, I don't believe so. Unless you live in an apartment block with a lot of connections, and then you can maybe pinch your connection from another.
Yeah, it was so weird because who was talking about it on stream. It's like, I've got 500 up and 500 down, and on my backup connection, 300 up and 300 down. I'm like, oh my God.
Matt.
Your backup connection is faster than all of Australia.
We're talking about Goth, though, the guy that's got a fucking gaming bar built into his house.
Anyway, maybe you need a backup, Sloth.
You need another Xbox and another fucking fiber to the premises internet connection. He's doing the stare thing. Look. On the upside, though, my stream last night was great because it was like me having a really good time in Trials, punctuated by Sloth, who was in the voice chat swearing at his fucking Xbox. Fucking work, you piece of shit.
I was not pleased.
You weren't. It was
real time. Sloth is not pleased.
That's all right. I got out the guitar. I tried to sing him a song and cheer him up, but even that didn't work. So
your computer's working, Sloth? Your new PC?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the computer is working just fine. It took me a while, and I forgot to connect the SATA power cables and all that sort of shit. So I was turning it on, and I was like, why is this not work? Why you not work? And then it worked, and I was like, oh yeah, right. I'm just an idiot. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun building it and doing the thing. So yeah, it's good. It was good. Nice. It all works.
Yeah. Good.
Very nice.
All right, well, I've not been up to too much, aside from streaming last night, making a few videos here and there. I'm going to bring back Game & Tag Judgment next week, so that'll be fun, which is basically my stupid series of finding dumb people's names of people I play against on Xbox and trying to work out what they are. I bumped into a guy last night called Dr. Hot Pants, so he's straight off the thing. What kind of doctor would wear hot pants?
Who's mine? We've added a Johnny Bravo before. He actually ended up being a really cool guy.
Like,
we got to add him. And yeah, that was fun. And then there was one called like a Prius full of nuns. I don't even know how that even began, but that was a good one.
Well, there we go. I mean, people can see, you can send them in. Just nominate people. I'll talk about anything. But yeah, no, it's been a good week.
You also did the one with Vibe. What about your Sentinel one, Locke?
Yeah, the Sentinel one, I had Vibranium guest in that, sort of in the same capacity as last week, basically taking the piss out of the Sentinel subclass and talking about it as you know, a Captain Cosmodrome context, which, you know, it's a bit of fun. I mean, I put it up on the Bungie forums and there's people like, this isn't lore! Like, no fucking shit! But anyway,
mate, some people take their lore very seriously.
What kind of asshole would take their law seriously?
Oh my god.
All right, well, it's kind of been a bit of one of those weeks where I didn't think there was much going on, and then in the last 24 hours, like, everything's gone on. So we've got a little bit to talk about. But first things first, we're counting down to E3. I mean, what's that, a couple of days away now from where we're going to hear?
It's started. It's already started.
I mean, I know E3 started, but there's only one part that I particularly care about.
It was Sony conference is the number one place, right? That's where we're going to get most of the Destiny 2 news.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
Yep, that's so the beta drop is going to be at the PlayStation or the Sony conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight for us, or today, depending on where you are in the world, during the Microsoft one, they're dropping more information about the Xbox One Scorpio. The Xbox Scorpio, which is going to be interesting. We had EA last night, which did some Battlefront 2 footage, gameplay mm-hmm. footage, trailers, all that sort of thing. That game looks fucking amazing, just quietly.
Well, they reckon they've fixed some of the first complaints, I guess.
It's actually got content. It's not just a multiplayer only. It's actually got content by the looks of things. So that
I saw some Darth Maul play, and I saw some drone play. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it still looks the same as the first one was amazing graphically. It was the main issue was the campaign, which we haven't really seen yet.
Just the concept of it. It was like I bought it, I loved it for 2 days, and then I was back to Destiny because it was just not enough there. But hopefully that fixes it.
You know, like
it's got so much potential.
It was Battlefield with no campaign. That's all it was.
Hmm.
And yes, it had the. And I'm sort of stealing from ZP here, but you know, like we all they had that mentality of we all know you nerds are going to buy it because it's got a Wookiee in it. That's not even a word of a lie.
Yeah, like, I know. They got me, didn't they? The bastards. They know me so well.
Yeah, but the thing that happened.
What do people think about the mixing of like times, because you know Darth Maul fighting Rey and stuff like that?
It makes me upset. It makes me upset in a deep-seated nerd rage.
I don't care because I'm not a big enough fan. But does that trigger you, Log?
Yeah, it just irks me. It's just one of those things. It's like I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, you know. But I mean, who cares if people are having fun and playing a game? Whatever. Good luck to them. But yeah,
A big fan of Star Wars, Matthew.
Me? No. I'm a fan, but I'm not. My fanatic like lore mind doesn't cross over to the Star Wars universe. It stays with Destiny.
Interesting point. If you put the adult filter or the child filter on Mylan's channel, it becomes a Star Wars channel.
Yeah. That's so weird. The only videos that go up there are Star Wars. If you put it on restricted only, my 4 Star Wars videos.
There you
3
go.
Years of 3 years of YouTube are reduced to 4 Star Wars videos that I did with when whatever movie I made that came out. That was it.
All right, so what else have we had? I mean, this week at Bungie, there wasn't a whole heap in there. They're basically building the hype, getting everyone on the hype train, making sure we're all ready for the E3 reveal. They're going to be attending PAX, so that'll probably be another opportunity, I guess. I don't know whether they've said anything about Sentinel gameplay yet, but I think they're probably going to do the tour and sort of throw one thing out at each place, if you know what I mean. You know,
they're only doing the Arc Strider at E3.
Yeah, so, you know, PAX is a few weeks later again. We'll probably get a bit of the old Captain Cosmodrome shield throwing.
Yeah, probably. And that's right before the beta, right? Isn't PAX?
Yep. So, from the new, well, everyone, just a public service announcement. There is a fucking, the Bungie podcast that has been updated with like varying frequency over the last freaking decade is now a thing again. There's like 2 episodes in the last week and a half. So get on there and probably stop listening to us, but seriously.
So there was one last month, and then the one before that was 2014. Oh no! Yes, the one after that is 2014.
Sounds like my content strategy for my YouTube channel.
Yes, that does sound very familiar.
I really want to give this first video time to sink in for 3 years. But I mean, it was full of like tidbits of information too. So there was a few things on gameplay and stuff. And Matt, I think you've had a bit more of a look at it than the rest of us.
But... So Erk did confirm just on Twitter that there's an internal alpha running now. Obviously internal, so at Bungie only. So we won't. Doesn't seem like we'll have a Destiny alpha like we did in vanilla. We'll just be playing the beta. But I mean, you know, the definition of like alpha and beta, I don't think we're really playing a beta. We'll be playing a snippet of the final version, right?
Yeah, true. I think,
and they'll be testing a couple things, but like it's not a proper beta, so to speak.
I think it'll be a load test beta, but aside from that, yeah, it is dead set a publicity stunt these days. Betas are just giving everyone the opportunity to get in and play it for free, get content about it out there on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. I don't think that the days of betas being actual playtest, freaking develop things out of them are long gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people are waiting for the beta to come out before they actually pre-order it as well.
Well, you don't have access to the beta without pre-ordering, from what I heard.
Yeah, no, they're just waiting to see other people.
I'm pretty sure you do, Ryan. You get it early, though, I think, with the pre-order.
Yes. Oh, yeah. A couple days.
I think you get it a couple days early or something with the pre-order.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I'm used. Like, it's not so much a playtest per se, but that's one thing that I'm going to be using the beta for, to make sure it runs on PC and that it's a good PC port.
Oh, I don't think you'll get PC beta.
That's what I was thinking.
Well,
I don't think you'll get PC beta slots.
I hope it is. I know that they're delaying the PC release. That's what the rumor mill is saying and all that sort of thing. But if there is a PC beta, I will be using the PC beta. Well, come on then.
I mean, that would be excellent, because I would definitely be seeing if my computer can handle it. That would be really cool.
As would I.
They had a PC at the reveal.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
True. Yeah, they're all playing it there. But, I mean, this is the thing, right? What do you think we'll get for the beta? Like, are we going to get just what people have already played at the gameplay reveals? One mission and...
No.
And Crucible?
No. They're going to want to give people more than that, because there's so much hinges on it. When you think about the amount of slack that Destiny sort of on release copped, the beta was pretty well received. Because because no one realized that basically they'd played a quarter of the fucking game in the beta, you know.
Exactly.
Like, so I think they're going to have to go all out and try and dispel that kind of misconception, or whether it's a misconception or not, but the impression that people will have built up. It'll be sizable, but I hope that it's not a fucking quarter of the game again. That'd be a bit deflating.
I remember, because they gave the whole of Cosmodrome. Pretty much. And I remember they opened up the moon for a little bit too, over a weekend or something. Yeah. I remember like going into the helmet, be like, oh, this game is huge. Like, there's all these doors that are going to open, that have got locked doors in here. And like, this is like just getting lost in the tunnels, and then realizing that none of those doors ever opened and they didn't go anywhere. And
it just had darkness in there that you can't go in because of the darkness.
Yeah. Right. So it'd be interesting. I hope we get a snippet of that exploration, because I think that's what they need to.
Hi, Danny.
I think that's what they need to get people into it, is to show that open world. And if it's
gonna be so different this time.
Well, yeah, like I think Lost Sectors. If I was looking at the beta, I think that you would want to put it in a treasure hunt. You would want to put it in that lost sector with the vendors out in the environment, or whatever, the quest givers out in the environment. I think that would be a
treasure hunt beta would be amazing.
Yeah, that would get people going.
Oh yeah.
Having vendors out in the environment, I want a vendor that only sells No Land Beyond, and you must spend 1,500 hours in the wild before you can get a No Land Beyond, so people like Sassy can't wreck everyone in Trials or Trials of the Nine or whatever the fuck it's called now.
You've got to go and get every bullet. Like, he only gives you one bullet at the time, and you have to go back to that vendor and get one bullet, and then get one headshot, and then go back.
And you can't just fly there. You have to walk there. You have to land at the landing zone and then walk the 3 hours to the place and then walk back to the landing zone so you can transmat up into your ship and fuck off ski.
But the thing is, we shouldn't be upset. I mean, Sassy's on our team, right? So
yeah, for the most part, he is.
Give him no land beyond. Who cares?
Yeah, no.
Anyway, other things I believe I spoke a little bit about the Arc Strider perks to do with melee and dodge, and they seem to be a two-way street where your dodge gives you a melee charge, your melee charge gives you a dodge, I think. I don't have the exact quotes from what was said, but I believe that if you want to find a bit more about the Arc Strider before E3, I would recommend having a listen to the podcast.
Right on.
And I think we've mentioned everything else. Sony conference.
Yeah, I mean
6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday, 12th of June. So stay tuned for that, for the official announcement of both PlayStation exclusives and the beta reveal, the actual beta date.
I find it so cute that you mispronounce beta, Matt.
I say beta.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You say beta. I say beta. Fucking, it's like Atheon and Atheon, and we're not starting this shit again, Sloth, for God's sake.
Atheon.
Atheon.
Fucking A.
All right, so what? Hang on. Right.
Questioning whether I'm saying it right.
Dude, I don't ever question whether I pronounce things right, because if I pronounce them wrong, I'm right and everyone else is very wrong.
Beta. That's very Australian. Beta.
Beta.
Beta is the Latin pronunciation of it.
Here's Sloth trying to be fucking highbrow. Hey, oh, I speak dead
some
languages.
Things I do know. Some things I'm smart at. Other things, like, you know, everything else in life, I'm usually, you know, fairly daft.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm the same.
Oh, my God. Look at chat going already.
Yeah.
You watch
beta.
The number.
All right. Now, okay. If you're in chat, you can argue about that for the next hour while we talk about some further Destiny stuff.
Oh, look, see, I'm trying to jump in with more things, and now I'm thinking about it like, well, hold on, Sloth. No.
Sometimes it's best just to let it go, man.
Just let it go.
It's like arguing with a brick wall sometimes.
Satan.
All right. So just rounding out the Bungie news, there was reports of erroneous losses in trials. And basically, people would win and then get a loss on their card anyway.
Yeah, I did read that.
Which is terrible.
I thought that happened a couple of weeks ago to me, but I kind of ignored it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to me all the time.
But, what? Yeah.
We didn't lose, did we? Like, I don't think we did. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Go with it.
So it's been going on for a while. I don't know. It's been, there was an influx of it last week, so... I don't know. I don't know why I find it funny, but I do, because I know that the people who don't drop trials games are just,
I lost my mercy.
You know, it's really funny. Once we were playing and it was like a flawless card, and these people had messaged us and they were like, oh, like, we really need this. Can you back out? And we were like, umming and ahhing. And I think at the very last, it was like 4-4, and we're like, no, we'll give it to them. We'll back out. And as we were backing out, you just see all three of them jump off the edge, and we won the card.
Oh, the charitable give. I've never done that.
Win and they just jumped off.
I've never, ever given anyone
Why
an
would
inch.
They do that?
I think they were giving up. Actually, no, it wasn't 4-4. It was like 4-1 or something like that. They were going to give up. And we were like, no, we'll back out. We didn't message them, but we're like, we'll surprise them and we'll just back out at the last minute. And then they jumped off the edge.
They rage quit. They rage quit because they were so close to flawless.
We felt so bad.
But that's
the game, bud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Skill rating on PlayStation is much lower than the Xbox as well. So, I mean, you wouldn't see that many games like that either. Man.
Hang on. Just excuse me while I'm going to get in my nuke-proof fucking bunker. Christ. You can't. I'm not even going there. You know what? Destiny 2, I'm playing on both. So I'm gonna write it down. I'm going to figure it out. They're going to be able to quantify it. Not that there's, you know, anyone better qualified than me to do that. Also in the news, Bungie Bounty this week, the Geek Chick, Jesus. So, yeah, look forward to that. If you're in New York, I believe she's in New York, so rock and roll.
Very
I don't know.
Good Australian
now,
Bungie Bounty.
Probably my favourite segment is getting into talking to our guest. which we kind of we ran into the news because we were all a bit excited about the podcast. We normally do it up front, but Tamsin, if you would like to introduce yourself to our listeners after speaking to them for fucking half an hour.
Yes, I'm Tamsin. My name is Tamsin. I am a Destiny Twitch streamer primarily. I'm from the Gold Coast. What else? Monday to Friday, I work in finance as a stockbroker, financial planner. Adult through the day and play games at night. And some people call me a crazy cat lady, but
I did see the cat before.
I did see the cat. It was crazy large. It could be a fucking panther. And,
yeah.
I'm scared. Is that what happened? You know you hear all these wives' tales about fucking panthers in the Australian bush? Well, I think we can just confirm it now. Yeah, like down. Yeah. There you go. Confirmed.
So your financial stockbroker area during the day.
Yeah.
Do you hide your nerdiness at work?
Not anymore, because I may watch Twitch while I work. At the same time.
Yes.
Don't care. Just
when I did my streams during the day out a few times, comes in and says something along the lines of, what are you lazy bones doing? Why aren't you at work? Or some shit like that.
I am at work.
So like you've just got the stock market on one screen and a Twitch. You're like, this is a live stream of the stock market, and I'm just taking financial advice here. They won't fucking know.
Invest in Twitch now.
Top 10 points. Yeah.
But now they understand what it is, and like financially and like as a business as well, how it runs. They kind of see it as a really good thing.
I can't imagine being like that.
Huge, right? Gaming's fucking huge business.
Dude, it's the second biggest entertainment industry in the world.
Yeah. Did you see like Nintendo stocks? Do you see Nintendo every time they announce something?
Yeah, I don't watch too much of the American stock market, but yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Sorry, Nintendo.
You prodded the bull.
Nintendo is the example you want to go with, Matt?
Okay.
Have they released the same fucking games for the last fucking 16 years?
Oh, jeez, I'm glad I built that bomb-proof bunker.
Yeah, so you can buy a new console and buy the same game that they've been selling for the last fucking 20 years since the Nintendo 64 came out.
It's a good business model, Sloth.
That's why people were investing, Sloth. They announced ARMS, and it went up by like crazy amounts, and it was just the announcement.
When Pokemon Go came out, the stocks, I can't remember what the stock was for them, but that went crazy.
And that was the wrong thing. That wasn't even Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo didn't realize.
Oh, but yeah, no, it's good.
Fucking Nintendo.
We're moving on.
No, I think we found a new segment, Log. We should add finance gaming.
Gaming finance. We'll get Tamsin in. We'll get Tamsin in. Regular cast member. Gaming finance with Tamsin.
God damn it.
You're going to actually make me work now?
No, we're not going to, because we're just going to make it all up on the spot like we do everything else.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being like that at work, like being just sitting there watching Twitch. I'd get nothing done. Like I'm kind of like all business, and then that, and like I have no one I work with would like have anything in common. Like would
be him. Oh really? You're all business at work.
Oh, and I may do up all the run sheets and everything for this while I'm at work. But that's just a text file, isn't it? That's work, technically. I look like I'm working, I'm just there. But, yeah. I mean, there is a Boilermaker called Gary who I've accused of blowing up the tower numerous times, and he's got no idea what I'm about.
He just looks at you like, what the fuck kind of drugs are you smoking?
He's a good sport. He's a good sport. Yeah. But, all right. Well, you know, there we go. Now we know who Tamsin is. I mean, we all already knew, I think, but now you know.
We already knew. It was, but she's a good egg. Go follow her. Do it.
Do it. Do it right now. Do it and come back. We'll be waiting, right? Matt, we're up to community questions already. It's flying.
Wow,
yeah, we're here. We're here. If you want to adopt the Mylan persona.
Yeah, hold on. I've got to... I put the question somewhere. I'm not too sure where I put them.
I have them written down.
Oh, you've got them.
Okay, I have them written down.
Abracadabra. Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to the community questions.
Yeah, there you go. Long, no sloth, did it?
No need.
Welcome back, Guardians, to the community questions section of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This is a section where we take lore questions and other types of questions from the chat and we answer them. So, welcome. And we are joined by special guest Tamsin Wood. And I think we've got some questions, Log.
We do. Now, one that I've seen and you've seen float around a lot. We've been toying with answering it for a few weeks now, probably since the news that Eris left the tower was pumped out into the grimoire. So, I guess the question is, where's she gone? Where'd she go? I mean, did she forget she left the oven on and just had to duck home? What do you reckon, Matt?
I think this was introduced as a storyline that will come back later when the Hive return. She basically leaves the tower. I mean, the interesting thing is she's talking to... Oh, I can't remember the exact card now. It was one of the Age of Triumph cards that was introduced. And this person is infected by the Vex. And it was a bit odd because you never really think about the tower having medical facilities. Like, mm-hmm. If you've got Guardians, you don't need hospitals because... You just get like completely destroyed anyway, and you go to spring you back. But anyway, you do have medical facilities apparently before these kind of incidents, which are more virus related. So this Guardian is extremely sick. He has lost his arm to the Vex. It's got a Vex arm. So they introduced pretty much the ornaments that was coming through with Vault of Glass. And basically, Eris says, you know, the Hive is still out there. I need to pursue them. They won't stop, and then leaves. That's sort of the basic summary of that. So I assume she's talking about Savathun, Zafir Arath, maybe Taox, so two sisters of Oryx and the tutor of the Osmian throne. And, you know, we've got other characters like Nokris and stuff floating around too. So... I think she's gone. We don't know where she's gone. She's gone to pursue that. And I think we'll find out where she's been when the Hive return in full force.
Kind of seems a bit selfish, but she only really wants to fight her type of enemy. That's a bit rude.
Yeah. She only came along with the Dark Below. Remember, Eris was not. She lives and breathes the Hive, man. She loves them.
She's also a hunter, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, selfish hunters. No one saw that coming.
The only time that fucking hunters survived, she only survived because she fucking went and hid from everything and let the Titans go and do the work.
Yeah,
the Titans were the first to fall, followed by the Warlocks, and the hunters went off and fucking one of them got caught, and she just hid invisibly, yep, that word, and just sort of, you know.
Eris Morn fans hate you right now because her sacrifice, Sloth, was ultimate. She sacrificed her light for you, and you just say that?
Yeah, but to us, she's just a weird woman with leaky eyes, Titan Master Race.
Yeah, she gave me raisins for Christmas. Like, fuck off.
Wonder what we're going to get in Destiny. If I start Destiny 2 and you have, like, a little, you know, you obviously your vault gets destroyed and you go to... You know, the European dead zone, and there's maybe a makeshift vault there, little chest, and you open that up and there's raisins and celery in there. I'm going to throw that shit off the edge.
It's what you had in your pocket at the time. You had celery and fucking raisins. That's
it. Damn it. God damn it.
I'll be kind of disappointed if that doesn't come back.
Well, did anything ever happen with that celery?
No. Not yet.
No, anyway. We'll find out. Like, you know.
Can you imagine if that comes back in like a year's time with a Hive DLC, that salary?
It's like the Osiris DLC just for shits and gigs. He just rocks up and he's like, hey, have you still got your salary?
Hang on. Who gave us the celery? Zer.
Eris gave us the celery.
No, Eris gave us the raisins, didn't it? Wasn't it Zer that gave us the celery?
Yeah, and then gave us the celery the next year.
Oh, righto. Okay, maybe. I was going to say, maybe you need the celery to actually gain admittance to meeting the Nine.
Maybe they're all like, you need to break off a little piece. Here you go. Here you go.
We demand a celery.
we demand
a shrubbery.
Yeah, right.
All right, but was Eris referenced at all in the Grimoire cards prior to Dark Below? Like prior to that, was she referenced anywhere that fire team that went down into the pit to fight Crota? Was it that referenced anywhere in the first year in Vanilla?
I'm sure I'll be corrected in comments, but I actually can't remember.
I don't think she was mentioned by name.
I can't remember if I only first started videos about Eris when they released Dark Below. Because I think that was the Grimoire card set that was released with Dark Below.
But
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure on that. I can't remember.
Now, I'll probably be burned in this in your comments there, Matt. But I reckon that she will not reappear with Teox or Nokris or Zavathun or Ziva Arath or whatever, anything like that. Listen, it's a whole bunch of words that don't exist in English.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. Like exactly. Beta. It's Latin.
We have never had pronunciations on those names. And I just made up those pronunciations. I thought, you know what? I'm going to get in there first. I'm going to start saying it the way I like to say it. And if everyone else comes after me, they're saying it wrong.
Until Bungie. Until there's a voice actor that goes rogue and pronounces it Kabir.
A lot of people at the end of TTK, they thought that she was talking to the Queen, as in the Queen of the Reef. Yes.
Yeah, she says yes. My Queen.
Yes. So I think that she will come back in the Osiris DLC. She will appear with the Osiris DLC with the Queen, with a whole bunch of other random bollocks, and she'll just be like the Osiris will be like, oh, and just appear in the sun. No, he'll come out of nowhere. He'll be a semi-secondary protagonist of that DLC, to us, obviously. And Eris will be with him, as will the Queen, in some way, shape, or form.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I think that's possible, because there's lots of Grimoire cards that hint, well, that the Hive are linked to the Vex, and the different sort of dimensions of the Hive and the Vex are linked in some way. Then that's what Tolan thinks anyway, that the Hive Netherworlds are somehow linked to the Vex portals and the gate systems. So, and we know that Osiris and Tolan, well, Tolan's trying to find Osiris. So it's very possible those storylines will merge in a Osiris DLC, and we might get hints of Eris coming back. Maybe she's gone to find the Queen. That could be possible.
Definitely. And Tamsin sitting there going, "You guys are fucking nerds."
All right.
If it came out in a book, I would read it.
Dude, but that's where we've had these conversations so many times. Why are there not Destiny books yet? I'm saying yes because I'm holding.
I think Destiny 2 is.
I feel like it's too far gone for me to catch up. Almost like I'd like to, but
it's all right. Mylan's only got 1,000 fucking years worth of YouTube videos you can watch to catch up.
Do you know what I'm thinking of doing? I'm gonna extract all the audio into one long podcast, and you can just put it on play.
How many hours do you think it would be?
That would be days, Matt.
I don't think it would be days. I'm not too sure how long it would be.
If you read every Grimoire card and then explained the story and then came up with a story, e.g. like comic form or just like a voice actor form, it would be days.
No, I'm just thinking of ripping the audio from my already done videos.
Do that. Do that.
What about the books that Beard did up? Did Beard do that?
Oh, there's been a bunch of people now that have made Grimoire card books. Yeah.
Guardian 21.
Yeah, I think he's in chat actually. Yeah.
His was unreal.
Really cool. Yeah, really cool. You know, I think Bungie took note of how many people were like, "Where can I buy this?" And all the people that have made them have had to sort of officially say, like, "Dude, I can't."
Yeah, they can't sell them.
I can't sell them. But here's a file, and if you do this. I'm not telling you to do this, but if you do this,
that kind of anarchist cookbook fucking vibe about it. Of like, I'm not telling you how to do it, but if you get these things and put them together, All right, let's move on. Now, exactly. our next little point that we're going to be discussing is quite existential, I think. And it's rooted in what the whole franchise is about, ultimately. Now, we get into the nature of the light, the nature of the darkness, and whether or not we, as its vessels, are just puppets, or whether we have our own sort of identity among that. Are the Hive puppets of the darkness, or are the Hive just... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Using the darkness, where do we go from there, Matt? Like, what do you see?
Well, this is a pretty cool sort of general topic, because a lot of people coming to Destiny 2 aren't going to know anything about the two major forces of the light and the dark, because it's always spoken about in very metaphoric, symbolic terms, right? And you're like, well, who are we fighting for, and why are we fighting, etc., etc. So I think in general this is a pretty cool topic to discuss, but I sort of would like to hear your opinion first, even if it's not much. Like, Tasman, have you come across stuff about, you know, Guardians being evil, or have you heard about, you know, the difference between the light and the dark before in just playing Destiny?
Oh, not really. I probably have, but I probably haven't paid attention, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, like...
But, you know, so this is like... So, you know, you play a lot of Destiny. So imagine, yeah, like, new players coming to Destiny 2. They're like, mm-hmm, who are we fighting for, and why are we fighting? And yeah. I mean, that's still really unknown. So hopefully I can sort of do a really brief recap of that, which is essentially the light is referred to the sky in the Books of Sorrow, and the darkness is referred to the deep in the Books of Sorrow. And these seem to be powers in their own right, to opposite cosmic forces that never have a face, essentially. The deep does take shape in different forms, but there's aspects of the Grimoire cards that refer to it as the formless one, which is really cool because it's some Bloodborne sort of lore about that too. Bloodborne uses formless one as their sort of gods. But, you know, you essentially have two opposing cosmic forces, or gods, if you want to interpret it like that. And then there's a hierarchy that goes down. So on the side of the light, think about it as, you know, commanders coming down. You've got the Traveler who fights for the light or the sky. And then you've got on the side of the deep and the darkness, you've got the worm gods who fight for the deep and the darkness. And the essential thing is that the light and the darkness have different ways of forming the perfect universe. The darkness wants to form a perfect universe by literally killing everything, and whatever remains is a perfect universe. And so that's why the Hive act the way they act, because if they can kill you, you're not part of the perfect universe. And if you kill them, they're not part of the perfect universe. And Oryx essentially accepts that. He accepts that he's not. If someone kills him, it was not meant to be. And so that's what that is how the darkness justifies killing, is because, well, that's what we have to do. If you're strongest, you'll emerge as the strongest, and you'll emerge as part of that universe. Whereas the light is more about creating universes, creating civilizations, and becoming more cohesive through that. And that's why it builds and gives technology. And that's why the Traveler builds and gives technology. But at the end of the day, the Traveler did some dodgy stuff as well. The Traveler, in trying to stop the Worm Gods escaping and the darkness escaping from a planet, the Fundament, killed like trillions of species by causing a tidal wave.
Well, you essentially can't make an omelette without cracking eggs, Matt. Let's be honest.
What's that?
You can't make an omelette without cracking some eggs.
Oh, yeah. So they did some dirty work. And that's pretty much where we stand at the moment. The Traveler did some bad stuff, but it was to try to prevent the darkness. And we have these two cosmic forces that have different philosophies about how to build the universe.
Well, I see sort of us as a character. Destiny's a weird one, because our character isn't just sort of like we live our life up to a point and then choose to ally ourselves with this force. It's that this force has selected us for whatever reason through the, you know, its envoy, the ghosts, and resurrected us, and sort of we're pseudo implied, you know, we're already an agent of the light without even really having the time to think about it or make a decision or anything like that. I mean, I guess there's the factor of, you know, the ghosts are going around scanning dead people. Maybe they're scanning them for the inherent goodness of the person that they were or something like that. Who knows? But yeah, for me, like, that's kind of the thing that it's a little bit of a bugbear of mine in Destiny, because there's so many people play Destiny and our character is meant to be a representation of who we are as a person, at least to some extent. I mean, you look at the subclasses, like, I used the example on stream last night, like, my best mate Keg, I've known him my whole life, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that the second we picked up Destiny, he'd be a hunter, just because of the description of it. You know, you can kind of break up people's personality types into the different characters. So why then is there not this sort of like, why do we all have to be good guys? I really hope that in Destiny's future, we do see that line sort of start to blur a little bit. But for now, I think that we're selected on the basis that we were good people when we died, and we are going to fight and be fight the good fight for the light from there on in.
Well, there's lots of cards that makes us question our morality, you know, because, you know, we, as I said before, you know, the light's about creating everything, but then it creates guardians who literally just destroy everything, very similar to what the Hive would do. We just killed everything. I think it's Osiris who questions why we are revived without memories, and why we are made guardians without memories. Are we just made soldiers to do the bidding of the Traveler? And you've also got the time that, I forget, one of the Black Garden cards, where he talks to the rose that becomes a ghost, and it's like, no, you're the evil one. You're the one that is killing everything. We're the good. So there's definitely a number of cards that makes us question why we have lost our memory and who and why we're fighting for. So it would be nice in Destiny 2 for that to be clearer for the new player to know where they stand in the, you know, pecking order.
I think but I also, like, part of me thinks that the whole point is to not know where you stand, because it allows them down the line to go, oh, guess what? You are fucking the reanimated corpses. You are zombies killing fucking other things, just going around fucking shit up. It's, you know, it allows them to be able to pivot the whole story on its head. Like the Traveler, guess what? The Traveler is not the good guy that we all thought it was. The Speaker is actually an asshole. Like, it, you know.
Speaker is an asshole.
I mean, I don't know. You don't have to tell me, man.
I mean, he tried to touch Log.
We're not getting into that. We're going to leave it. All right, well, unless we've got anything to add, Matt, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, sure. That concludes this latest Destiny Lore episode with the Destiny Down on the podcast with the community questions. If you'd like your questions answered on the podcast, just leave them below, and we'll see you next time.
Peace. 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 Good job. All right, well, we might get into a segment that we often drop because we don't have time. We've got a little bit of time, so we'll make the most of it. Now, we I'm an avid watcher of YouTube and all that sort of stuff. We're all out there looking at things in the community. So basically what we do in this segment is think of something that we've seen through the week that we really enjoyed and give it a bit of a spruik. Mine this week, and it was mine long before it was the movie of the week, but Jez's Destiny 2 video of just, man, that dude, the fucking deadpan, man, like, he has struck gold with that. Destiny 2 in a nutshell. It's got Mr. Fruit in it for about 1 second. He's a flamenco, Latino dancer or some shit. It is, I am staggered by the man. I think it's excellent.
I need to watch this now.
Yeah, put it on your shortlist.
Have you ever watched Trials in a Nutshell, Samson?
No, I haven't.
Trials in a Nutshell, Crucible in a Nutshell, Destiny in a Nutshell.
Yeah.
It is, the Destiny 2 in a Nutshell and the Trials in a Nutshell. I've been killed by Trials, the gun.
I don't know how, like, I'm going to ask him one day, when we get him on here, if he does, like, if he can do an outtake. Like outtakes, because there is no way he gets through saying all of that shit deadpan without pissing himself and having to edit the fuck out of it. That's mine, dead set. It was, well, I think it came out on maybe Wednesday here. It was hilarious. I was at work sitting there watching it, and on my lunch break, and people are like, what is wrong with you? Why are you laughing at your phone? So That's you've alienated me from people I know. Jez, good job.
Well, I mean, like, if you went to the gameplay reveal, some people would be so annoyed with, like, playing shit. Like, and not getting a good montage. And he's just like, you know what? I could use this.
He's like, what? I can take this rock and turn it into a bona fide fucking diamond. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it was perfect. I mean, that's the kind of shit you do if you pick up the controller and you're at an event. They've got it on invert or they've got, like, all the settings all wrong and you're like, trying to shoot and you're just punching nothing, you know?
I can't remember what he called the person that had used it before, but it's a doozy. It's just awesome to see another Aussie out there just killing it, just owning it. All right, who else has seen something this week that they've thoroughly enjoyed?
I've been watching. I mean, I watch a lot of H3 productions and their podcast. I think it's really good work. And he released Ethan and Ila. It's Time to Stop Lance Stewart. Pretty much a lot of people coming from Vines when that closed over to YouTube and just the ridiculous clickbaitness of videos that are coming over to YouTube. And it's just like these videos get millions of views and it's just so dumb, so fake, and it's just ripping it to shreds and it's hilarious. So that's probably mine. And the new Shadow of War trailer for Middle Earth. That looks pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Can confirm it does look pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was the Black Panther teaser trailer too. I mean, it's completely unrelated, but dude.
Wow.
The pinup fucking comic book fanboy that I am, I just fever over that sort of shit. I've watched it probably, like, no, without exaggeration, I've watched it 10 times. Just trying to pick things up. So that's just me being a nerd.
I've just thought of another one.
That's okay. You're allowed.
I saw PewDiePie did like a compilation of previous E3 cringe editions. And I can't wait for a compilation of the E3 cringe edition like from this year. Because there's so many awkward moments. It is so bad.
E3 cringe edition. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's just... Yeah. I mean, you get people from the gaming industry and put them on a stage in front of shitloads of people and expect them to be able to spruik a product like a salesman. It never works.
It really never does. It never, ever does.
It's like the old mate from Bloody Blizzard at the end of the Destiny one. I'm like, where is this guy coming to us from? It's fucking evil lair in China. Like, who is this man?
Dude, the Jez, can you please do a compilation of cringy E3 stuff? If it's Destiny related, great, but if it's not, just put it all together. Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, Sloppy, what do you got?
Tamsin, have you seen anything this week that has really taken your fancy?
Oh, there was the movie of the week, Psy. I don't know if it was Gangnam Style or one of those songs. I saw that a streamer was playing it on his stream when that was pretty funny, but I can't find it in my head, but I like that.
That's
hilarious. I love the dancing videos when people do
It's one of those things. It's one of those things that I sort of thought it'd burn out in a couple of months after like the emotes came out and all of that sort of shit.
Yeah.
But the fact that people are still doing it this long, like down the road, is just a testament to people's ingenuity, finding new ways to do dumb stuff.
Backstreet Boys one that was like maybe it was one of the first, probably not one of the first ones that came out, but the Backstreet Boys one that was good. That's gold.
Excellent.
Backstreet, back. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
I am clipping. Someone clip that, please. Someone clip that.
Can I clip it?
Yeah, just someone.
I've already dabbed on this fucking podcast. You think I can be any more embarrassed? Come on, man.
You will be.
My video of the week, my content of the week that I thoroughly enjoyed listening to, watching, and all of the things. Again. Is a very is a favorite YouTuber of mine, Jim Sterling.
Oh, Jim Sterling! No one saw this coming.
Listen.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm very stuck to my ways.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm very stuck to my ways.
He's my favorite person on YouTube outside of myself.
I'm very stuck to my ways, and I watch his stuff almost religiously. Now, this week he's been talking about a particular CEO. Executive of Take-Two Interactive, which made games like Evolve and GTA Online and shit like that, talking about how making money from people who pay for GTA Online is not enough. He needs to make all of the money from all of the people who play GTA Online. More or less, and I'm paraphrasing here, but more or less, this particular executive has more or less said, if you don't pay extra money for GTA Online, like pay for shark cards and extra dollars and all that sort of shit, you are a leech.
What?
The language was extremely disrespectful to the community in general.
Yeah. Wow.
I would highly recommend you guys going watching that. That is posted in the link. Or if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, it is on the Jim Sterling channel. Jim Sterling channel. So the one that Log was referring is on the Jez channel. Pete, Destiny 2 PvP in a nutshell. The one that Matt is referring to is on the H3H3 Productions channel. Mm-hmm. Then you can go watch the E3 stuff that we're all talking about as well. And the one that I am talking about is the Jim Sterling.
You know, maybe one day we'll all be organized enough to put fucking just the links in the description or something like that. But not today.
And if you can find the one that Tamsin is talking about, please at me on Twitter. And I will definitely send it forward to Log so Log can check it out and put it into the podcast as well.
I love a good dance. I love a good dance. I mean, not in real life. I really don't dance at all, but I love watching Destiny.
Mate, you're half Greek. The only dance you can do is a Zorba.
Fuck you talking about half Greek. There's probably like, I'm an absolute bitzer, but I'm pretty sure there is 0% Greek in me.
You don't look it.
Yeah, I know. It could be anything. I'm one of those dogs that no one adopts.
Jesus Christ. Thanks, Matt. guys, if you haven't watched, so this is the one that I've just posted. It's Matt's one, mine, and then Logs. All right, guys. All right.
We'll track Tamsin's down. One last thing, but before we go, and Sloth's probably not going to be happy with me for bringing this up, but Sloth and I have a bet on about State of Origin, and I know that for most people that'll be like a foreign fucking concept. You know,
it's a foreign concept for me, and I live in Australia.
Yeah, I know. But you live.
You might as well live in another fucking country. That's how far you live from us, Matt.
Yeah, no. I actually live closer to New Zealand than I do to Matt. That is an actual fact, I think. Maybe. I just made that up. Who knows? But.
No, it is a fact. It is absolutely
good?
A fact.
I'm glad it was a fact. Sloth and I have a bet going. We're going to do a thing where whoever loses the State of Origin series has to have a music, has to stream with a music playlist created by the victor. I think it'll be about 3 hours, and Sloth's one game down. So if you want to support Sloth, I mean, God bless your cotton socks. Tamsin's from Queensland as well, so I'm sure she's on his team. But so we've got that going. But what we're going to do at the end of it, it's basically a three-game series, and in about a month, about a month from now, it concludes. So if you're Australian, if you come from New South Wales or from Queensland, jump on, talk to Sloth and I. We're going to just do a night of fun games and swearing at each other in the spirit of State of Origin. And we might even try and determine which state is the best at Destiny, which I probably already know I'm going to lose, but that's okay.
So basically, as Log said, all of those things involved, but stranger things have happened than Queensland winning in Sydney. So up the Maroons. I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if I didn't do it live.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to do what New South Welshmen do and say that, you know, if you are wondering which team to support, all you need to do is walk to your bathroom, look in the mirror, open your mouth, go like this. If you've got all your teeth, you go for New South Wales. If you don't, you go for Queensland. Sloth does have a nice set of dentures. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up.
A nice set of dentures.
Yeah.
I may be fucking nearly 40, but I'm not fucking that fucking useless. Pull your fucking neck.
Tamsin, thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us today. It has been fun. It's been a cruisy episode and just good fun. So I'm going to find someone to stream into. Is there anything in closing that you would like to say, gentlemen and lady?
Guys, if you're not following Tams of Wood on Twitch and on Twitter, go and fucking do it. She's a really, really lovely streamer, has a great community, and does PvP things and all of the things. So go do it. Go follow this lady right here. Do it right now. Outside of that, go follow this bullfed and go follow this bullfed as well. And,
You don't need to follow me.
Matt is trying to go for Twitch partnerships, so any support that goes his way is very, very muchly appreciated.
Is that sloth decided on your part that you're going for Twitch partnerships?
Yeah.
Well, you better up, Matt. No. You're going for it now.
No, I am working towards that. You've probably noticed in streams I'm slowly adding more value, I hope, to the streams.
By value, do you mean the Mortal Kombat song? And the
by band? Value, I mean the Mortal Kombat dance.
Because basically, I tune in and do as many streams as I can, demand that you put it on. The second it's finished, I leave.
People only come to the stream for Laurie, which is our bot that reads donations, and Mortal Kombat theme music.
It's beautiful. I'm gonna think up my own thing that's like the Mortal Kombat song just to compete with Matt's. I don't think I can. I think I'm gonna lose badly. All right, we're gonna go and pay a visit to none other than Tefty Teft because he's on, and I don't see anyone else that's on. So why not? If you're in the stream, we're gonna raid in. We're gonna do what we normally do and just say good day a lot because we're Australian. That's what we do. So beyond that. Have an amazing week. We will catch you next week, and we'll no doubt have a hell of a lot more to talk about in terms of Destiny 2. So until then, peace! Wow, just groaning. Awesome.